Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
Sweet.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Wrong, paper, scissors. No ways, dude. No.
What the fuck?
No.
Just fucking read the post, dude.
How's it going, guys? It's myself, Nasi Pizwane, founder of Slide Underground and obviously drummer of Thorns of Ivory. And yeah, that's pretty much me covered. Marcy?
I am. I am Marcel, resident fuckwit.
And we are back with another one of these, guys. The last time, you know, the feedback was absolutely amazing. And it's just absolutely lovely just getting to see what people... We actually had a lot of people requesting. They're like, where's the full episode? Like, you know, where's the full thing? So this is our attempt at sort of just trying to keep things consistent. And it's your feedback and your support that has made it happen. So thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. The feedback has been incredible. And yeah, so these are experimental. We are branching more into the visual side of things. And based on that feedback, it definitely seems like it's something that we're going to want to do more. So yeah, if you guys have got any suggestions, anything that you like would like us to touch on and speak on, please drop a comment, leave a note, leave something. If you're something you think we'd be interested in checking out, something that's happening in the local music scene, someone's doing something cool, something's happening with a festival, and or just any type of music event that you think is going to be interesting, give us a shout, drop us a tag, and we'll do our best to do some research and cover it.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot that's going on in the scene at the moment, and you know, besides just the amazing sort of feedback that we've gotten, you know, obviously you want to send a massive shout out to just everyone else that's out there, you know, creating content. You mentioned a little bit before we started about Johnny Holiday and what he's doing. Mm-hmm. You're going to touch a bit on that. There's actually an interesting development on that. I don't know if you saw it, but if you're on Facebook there, I want us to open that in a bit. And then I want to send a shout out to the guys at Planet Caravan as well, who have been, you know, releasing some wholesome content as well. Yeah. You know, it's absolutely amazing seeing other platforms out there doing the most. I believe they've released some merch as well, so I need to get myself a t-shirt because it looks fucking sick. It's just more platforms coming up. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing, and everyone is just covering, you know, bands and what's happening in the scene. It's absolutely beautiful, you know. And it's nice because you get different flavors from everything. And when it comes to feedback, dude, it feels good because of how much graft goes into this shit. And even now, like, an entire, maybe you spent, what, 2 hours trying to set up like a
Twitch stream, fuck's sakes.
Trying to set up like a Twitch stream type thing, and we failed.
Miserably.
Yeah, so a lot of work goes into this behind the scenes. It reminds me of when we went to the Velvet Dinya gig, and I was telling you, like, you're like, oh, dude, why are you tired? It's like, you know, we'll go to the event, we'll shoot, and then, say, for example, the event ended. What time did it end last night?
Oh, like, dude, it was about 11.
Yeah, 11 or so.
About 11, yeah.
So by then, I will then get home, you know, shower, whatever the case is, and then just jump straight into the laptop, take all the videos that we've shot, you know, that evening or whatever for Sledge Quickies. And then I just take that, dump it onto the laptop, and then open up Premiere Pro and then start editing, you know, and trying to basically make sure that there's at least 3 reels that I can make that we shot that night. The first one, which will probably be dropping the following day, one that will be dropping on the Sunday, one that will be dropping on a Monday. And then it's just like a repetition of it. So, dude, you end up sleeping at like 4 a.m. doing edits and stuff. And meanwhile, we've got more interviews as well that we need to attend to and all that there. So a lot of graft goes into it, and just the mere appreciation. We're also not getting paid for this shit as well.
Yeah, we...
So it's like whenever people are like, dudes, a lot of people have been recognizing Marcel, and they're like, dude, you that guy from Sludge Underground. And it's like, it's just that there means so much because of the amount of work that goes into it. But we obviously do have means, like, you know, things like merch as well, where people are able to support things like, you know, you got t-shirts on there, you got beanies on there. We literally have like a subscription page where if you're like a fan of what we're trying to do and what we're trying to build, you can literally just have like a monthly subscription thing it's on our host, our podcast hosting. Yeah,
do we still have a Patreon account?
So no, we never had one.
Did we not have a Patreon again?
I don't know. I actually don't remember.
What did Shanesh donate to?
Oh, he donated to our PayPal.
It's our PayPal.
Yeah, that was our PayPal.
We should probably set up. Should we set up a Patreon? Should like?
I mean, it's with the thing that we have now that I'm talking about, the subscription thing. I don't think it's necessary to have a Patreon because it's like the same setup.
Does it have like behind the scenes content on it?
It's not necessarily. Yeah, you can have content that is like if someone decides it's like a tier list, so it's like someone can choose to pay so like $50,
same concept,
$100 or whatever the case is. And then it's either the person can choose to make that just a donation with no expectation or whatever. It's like, hey guys, I love what you guys are doing. They send that through, like Shanish pretty much did. Or you can make content that is exclusively locked behind that there. But in all fairness, there's already so much that we're doing, dude. Like, we've got the episodes that release on a weekly basis. The ones that I'm editing, you editing.
Yeah.
And then we have, I then have to make the content of that. That goes up on the social medias. And then, you know, it's the visual stuff like this that takes quite a while to edit and prepare and all that there. Then we head out to the shows, you know, shooting, you know, slash quickies and all of that there. There's really so much graph that goes into it anyway. So if we had to make extra content on top of that, I would die. But maybe in the future, dude, if we had to like expand on the team and then have various people doing various things, yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, that would be absolutely.
But as I was saying, dude, you mentioned Johnny Holiday before we started this and what he's doing. What has he been getting up to?
So Johnny Holiday, to the best of my understanding, has teamed up with an international music marketing team. Okay, and they are essentially offering their services to South African artists at a pretty much a decent rate. And what he's been doing is Johnny Holiday has been also, along with that, if you follow him on Facebook, I'm not sure if he's doing it on any of his other platforms at the moment. He's probably doing it on Instagram as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's where I saw it on Instagram.
So what he's doing is if you want some like music tips, if you are new to it, or even if you're a veteran of it, go and check out what he's doing, what he's talking about. He's giving specific tips on how to market yourself as a musician on social media.
Yeah.
And also they are offering that service.
Can I go on your Facebook? I want to find that just post. Yeah, you can continue with the book explaining what he's doing.
Yeah, and I think it was like a list of artists that are signed under the service that is offering. I mean, there's a couple of guys who offer similar things.
Yeah.
Like this Plug Music Agency, shout out to Warren. There's another one, there's Devo as well, like a lot of
Devographic.
Yeah, so like if you are looking for like management services or anything, those are the kind of people that you're going to be hitting up.
Mm.
And those are the three that we are most familiar with at this point in time. And yeah, man, it's pretty sick actually.
Yeah, sorry dude, I'm just busy looking for this particular post. It was actually someone that was taking shots at Johnny as a result of that there.
Really?
Yeah.
Some drama,
yes. As you'll know, the scene is never, you know,
never content.
Yeah, exactly.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Here it is. This is a homie. Ah, dude.
Okay, go.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Sweet.
Rock, paper, scissors. No ways, dude. No.
What the fuck?
No!
Just fucking read the post then.
Okay, so this is a post by Clive Leslie Hendrickser. Okay, so he says here on Facebook, this was about 4 days ago, I've been checking this O, giving out unsolicited advice on the music industry, like he's a Grammy winner, multi-platinum star, and all I can think is, yarra, dude, brush your fucking hair. And that's basically what he said. And then there were a couple of people that commented. You can read the comments. I think Johnny responded to that as well.
Here's Johnny's response to this, I got to see. But Clive, if I brush my hair, then people wouldn't get caught about it. Such a typical response. Guilty.
Oh, man.
Is it you? Are you the guy I'm describing? Man, alive, this is funny. I might be. Most of us advice givers have either messy or hair or no hair. There's no in between, apparently. I mean, if you look at us, really.
Yeah, true.
That's a comment.
True. That reminds me, just on that note, or what you just said now, I don't know if you saw on TikTok, there's a person who commented.
We need to look like, we need to watch.
You need to bath.
Yeah, you people need to bath. I love it. Oh, dude, that's funny.
Man. But yeah, dude, have you been finding some of the stuff that Johnny's been posting helpful?
Yeah, like it's definitely, how do I say, geared towards like virality, okay, and essentially how to effectively market yourself on social media.
Okay.
I mean, this dude obviously doesn't know what Johnny Holiday did with Rough Magic and how he essentially bullshitted his way into a European tour.
Yeah, shout out to that episode like, that you did, yeah.
Exactly.
So if you haven't tuned into that episode, yeah, check it out. It's
there's an episode where I interview Johnny Holiday. And you know what? Like, some people might look at his social medias and be like, oh, what are these, you know, these numbers? Where does this dude get off? But the bro has played more shows internationally than I have probably played locally. And it...
Someone's going to say now you suck the dick.
Who the fuck
dick
are we?
No, they're going to say now you suck the dick of...
Johnny, Johnny,
as you once sucked the dicks of
the anti-retro vinyls. Yeah. Never gonna live that one down.
Shout out. Anyways,
but if you're interested, you can go check out that episode. We might actually just chuck a snip of it somewhere just for ease of access of Johnny explaining how they essentially got booked to play a whole bunch of European shows and how that gamble paid off to a point where they actually have contacts internationally and they now do it fairly regularly. So, quite honestly, if you've got the balls, follow the man's advice. It might actually benefit you to some extent.
We ourselves also have a lot of content that is geared towards assisting. There's an episode that I did this morning. Not sure whether it will have dropped by the time this comes out, but it's with a lady by the name of Beth. I went to high school with her. She's an attorney now. And we were just talking about intellectual property and how important it is, like copyrights and all of that there. And we also had an episode with Umakunga. Makunga is actually, she basically spearheads one of the biggest publishers in Africa. And we were talking about, like, you know, like placements, music placements, where your music gets put onto like Netflix shows or like video games and all that there. So there is a lot of like resources that you have. Like literally on our website, there's like a resources tab where there's also a management tab where if anyone wants to know about, you know, the people that you work with, like Devo and Colette Dawson, Warren, and all these people, we've had, you know, texts like blogs, and we've had interviews with them, and they've been super informative as well. And a lot of these people touch on some of the stuff that Johnny touches on as well. It's more in depth and like, you know, long form. So there's a lot of resources, and I think if anyone is currently struggling, I won't say it's their own fault, but like, you know, maybe they should just research and look for stuff a lot better.
Yeah, there's a couple of there's always something like, you know, try a different approach type of deal.
What the fuck was that?
With the fucking this, I don't know. Dude.
No, dude.
I know. Me on Easter morning.
No, please save that, dude. I need to show it on the thing, on the video.
Me on Easter when I flung that beacon white egg stash that's supposed to be for the lighties.
Dude, oh man, oh dude.
But you know, like, there's also some other kind of drama that I'm trying to find here, and I know Johnny was also involved in making memes about it.
Yeah, it's like a recent thing.
There's a festival that's happening, right?
Yeah,
and fucking Matthew Nyland, shout out to Threes and Sevens,
shout out the Holy Trinity, Matthew Nyland, Marcel, Kavesh, KT. The Facebook guys, the posse.
The fucking memes, dude.
The posse.
Yeah. So there's this festival, right? What festival was it, dude? Now I'm trying to figure it out. Where there's like the camping thing is so fucking expensive.
I did see what
festival is
Rocking
it?
The Daisies.
It's Rocking the Daisies.
Yeah. And they're calling it Daisyland.
Daisyland.
Yeah, and
I really
like
hope
tears.
My bare foot wasn't in that fucking shot there.
Just look up
Daisyland.
It's Rocking the Daisies, yeah. It's just Rocking the Daisies, and it should be on there in the main post. So yeah, I also saw that, where it's like... It's
the one star, like, the glamping.
Yeah,
the one
glamping.
Star glamping. The
and it's like the one... Dude, the comments.
Yes, here we go.
Dude, the comments.
So let's have a look here quickly and we'll check it out. I can only assume A-listers like Red Hot Chili Peppers and Foo Fighters are performing here to justify these crack prices. Shout out to Alexander from Ampolite Choices. Oh, Max Braun, Coachella from Wish. Marcel von der Heerfer, Speak of the Devil. Yes, sis. That's just... Oh, and here's Matthew Nyland. Are we pooling our money to spoon in the 110 boys? Austin from Savage Lucy. April Fool's was on Monday.
Yeah, it clearly seems to be a lot of backlash. Because, I mean, like, the final tier, like, the final boss when it comes to this glamping thing is something like 20K.
Sean. Pay rent or pay tent.
Yeah, I think I reacted to that as well, yeah.
Oh, dude.
But, dude, I feel like it's sort of like, obviously, they have their target markets, which we probably aren't.
Not, no, dude. I'm definitely fucking not.
Yeah, like, I think the cheapest one is out of reach for me personally. Dude. But it doesn't mean that
they aren't. It was like $900, wasn't it? 900 something.
I think a bit more, dude. That the price is like.
Let's see. One star. What the fuck? Thursday to Sunday. So 3,949 rand.
Yeah. I mean,
that's one star.
At the same time, you know what I'm saying is like we are just the other side of the spectrum, right? We just happen to be piss poor. But you might find that there are people out there, maybe in Cape Town or Johannesburg or whatever, that are able and are financially powerful enough.
Tell us your thoughts, dude. Like, do you think this is like ridiculously overpriced, or do you think we're just poor? Like, if we're broke boys, just tell us.
At the same time, I feel like this isn't, obviously, it's nothing new. I mean, I feel like the trend sort of got like kickstarted by, I don't know if you heard of Hey Neighbor. There was an event called Hey Neighbor that happened, I think, towards the end of last year, where I think it was set in Cape Town and Pretoria. And they were literally bringing out, they brought out Kendrick Lamar, came down, one of the biggest hip hop artists in the world.
Yeah.
Khalid came down. I think Her came down. I don't know if it's Her or H-E-R. Please don't cancel me. she came down. And a lot of like massive artists, like I think Chainsmokers came down. Dude, it was like a lot of like these big international artists that came down, and the ticket prices were way high. You know, you got to factor in the fact that if it's in Cape Town and Pretoria, if anyone is coming through from Durban or other provinces, they need to travel to that place, they need to book accommodation, they need to then pay for their ticket and all that, their day passes and all of this. So I feel like people were complaining about the prices for that. Yeah. But I feel like, you know, if you're going to have like a Kendrick Lamar and a lineup that big, it's sort of like justifiable because they need to get paid.
Yeah.
So I guess it's subject to just seeing what the Rocking the Daisies lineup is going to be, because Daisies has been one of the
biggest
pillars. Like, they've been one of they brought Stormzy, they brought Mac Miller into the country. So
what's the lineup for this? Let's see.
Like, have they released it yet? I'm not sure if they have. But perhaps
I don't think so.
Perhaps the price is that high because
of who they're bringing. Who I would fucking hope bringing. So. Like, I hope there's something to justify.
At the same time, 20k for the camping star. Experience.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. One of my favorite comments, as Marcy said, let us know. Let us know what you think.
Of imagine that spending $4,000 to sleep under a duvet for 3 days. What pussery is this?
Someone said you better be able to like at least take the camp with you when you.
Do I get to keep the tent, dude? Do I get? I'm being rounded up. Who's your favorite like upcoming artist at the moment?
I'll just say YCS, bro, because I have been listening to their stuff. For you?
Man, like locally, it's got to be Lefokolodi. Honestly, like those boys have been working way too hard to not be noticed. Like people are noticing, lads. Mm. Honestly, like the engagement that you get, top notch.
On that bombshell, it's time to close it out. Do remember to check us out on our website, www.sledgeunderground.com. As for myself, I'm at Zwane with you on Instagram. And Nasipi Zwane on Facebook and any other platform. Marcy, who are you online?
You can catch me on YouTube as Marcel Smutch. You can catch me on TikTok as Poor Life Choices. I have started streaming on Twitch as Poorest Life Choices because Poor Life Choices is already taken. So you can catch me on those platforms. Those are the ones that I'm most active on. Instagram, Thorns of Sludge. And that's pretty much it.
More content is going to be on the way. We're going to do as much as we possibly can with what resources that we have. So do continue to support. Check out the merch. Check out that subscription tier. We'll leave everything in the description below. And we'll catch you guys in the next one.